If you've walked by Kaka'ako lately, you might have noticed the closed sign and the papered over windows of Inter-Island Terminals R&D. The multi-use space has been home to a bookshop of art, design, and culinary books, as well as providing open workspace for collaboration. It's been closed for more than a month and is on the verge of revealing its makeover look later today. Wei Feng is part of the R&D team and has overseen the remodeling.
We thought for the new year we would refresh the concept and work with another set of emerging career architects in our community and give them a chance to kind of exercise a vision on a blank palette.
R&D's large windows shine light on the noticeably bigger space and loftier heights. Beams of wood from the old ceiling were repurposed to create a wood counter bar that now lines the side of the cafe.
When you enter the space, that's the first thing you notice, is that it's bigger somehow and lighter and airier, and that's mostly because we now have this double height volume. We actually demoed part of the ceiling, so that all creates just a sort of a sense of bigness. Just yesterday it kind of finally all came together because we actually like cleared out a lot of the tools and ladders, and it's looking much better now. And we're excited to see all of our regulars come back because it's been about a month where we haven't seen them.
Aloha.
Christian O'Connor is one such regular who popped by to check out the new space.
I think it's amazing. I think it's inspiring. I love the layout. I love the new arrangements. It's open. It feels cooler already. And I think that more and more ideas are going to come out of the space. They've already come out of the space, and great ideas have become things in reality like Pico or Hoax. And I think more and more ideas are going to be generated out of such a wonderful and unique place.
You can see the new space for yourself at R&D's relaunch party. It takes place tonight at 6:30, and you can find more information on our website, hawaiipublicradio.org. Molly Solomon for HPR News.